Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
You're listening to the Snow Plow Show, and this is RBCP. Today is Dingtember 18th, 2015, and today's show is sponsored by Miguel. Thanks, Miguel, for being a Patreon supporter, even though it's much cooler to be a supporter at phonelosers.com/cactus. Today we are doing yet even more carding calls. You know, the calls where you leave notes on cars for me, leaving my phone number saying you dinged their car. And I get to deal with all of the angry people and calls from police officers and all that kind of stuff. Today was a live show, so I've done the calls already, and it was fun, and that's what you're about to hear. I don't really have any announcements for today, so I'm just going to go ahead and start playing the live show from earlier today. I think I have everything ready. So I'm just going to start playing messages and making calls.
Hi, Rod. This is Raj. You left a slip saying that, sorry, I dinged your car, so that's why I'm giving you a call. Can you give me a call when you get a chance? Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. It's Raj. Short for Roger, I'm sure.
Hey, Roy. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
so,
are you?
Oh, I'm great. Yeah. I'm not really into the small talk. So, yeah, I dinged your car.
Oh. Oh.
On purpose.
Seriously?
On purpose.
Why did you do that?
I didn't like the way you were parked.
The way I liked what?
I didn't like the way you were parked, so I rammed into your car, head on. Smashed right into
where,
it.
Where?
It made me feel good.
Where was it?
Huh?
Where did you do this?
In the, you know, where you were parked. And then I left a note.
Where did I park and...
Then I had...
Where did I park and where it was? Which place?
Well, you don't know where you were parked? That's kind of weird. What, are you drunk?
No, I mean, I asked you, where did you ding, like, because there's no problem with my car.
Oh, well, you know, I have one of those little smart cars. It's like a two-seater. It runs on batteries.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't really do any damage. It was mostly just to make me feel better. I rammed into your car about 15 times, but it was a little car, so, you know, just you know, not a lot of damage, I guess. So it's probably fine. My car's kind of fucked up, though.
No, but where was it? Which place?
Where'd you find the note at?
I found the note in my letterbox.
Right. See? Right there.
Is this kind of something like a prank are you doing on me?
Oh, no, it's not a prank. Nope, I was just angry because you weren't parked very, you know, you weren't parked in the lines. You did a bad job parking.
Yeah, I didn't park anywhere there.
Yeah, so
I always park in front of my house.
I just smashed right into your car with my car.
It's okay, anyways.
Okay.
No problem.
Oh, okay,
bye.
Great. Well, thank you. You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye. That was really boring. Yep, really boring. Sorry. So that one was from Michigan, and here's another one from Michigan. Quite a few from Michigan today, so whoever's doing Michigan... Holy shit, the entire first... Okay, well, I don't know. There's like 7 from Michigan on the first page. But here's a Michigan...
Hi, Roy. My name is Tony. You left a message in my mailbox about dinging my car. If you could call me back, please, at 248. Thank you.
All right, that one was 4 hours ago.
Hello?
Hey, Tony, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hi, Roy.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, well, I don't have time for small talk.
When did this take place? Where?
You know, it was just where you were parked, and I mistook your car for my ex-girlfriend's car.
Oh, wow.
So I just, I just started ramming into it because I was pissed. You know, the memories just came flooding back.
Okay. So what color car was it that you ran into?
My car is kind of a maroon color. It's a smart car.
And our car was?
You don't know what color car you have? Or what, are you colorblind or
well,
something?
Well, yeah. I know what color car I have. Well, I'm just trying to figure out where you did this at.
Oh, okay. Well, what does, how does that make a difference? Like, where I did it at, what color your car was? Doesn't your car stay the same color no matter where you park?
Yeah, it does, really.
Okay.
So, where do we go from here, buddy?
I don't know. I was just pissed. So, maybe you can apologize to me for dumping me. I thought it was my girlfriend's car.
Okay, but it wasn't.
I know. But can you just say, Roy, honey, I'm sorry that I broke up with you.
Can I say that?
Could you? It would make me feel better.
Well, Roy, honey, I'm sorry that I broke up with you.
Oh, fuck you, bitch. You knew exactly what you were doing.
There you go, Roy. Yeah.
Whatever.
So, okay.
All right, I feel better now. Thank you.
But my car is damaged, so what do I do?
It's not really damaged, because I drive a smart car. I don't think I even heard it when I rammed into the back.
But I do have damage to the back.
Oh, come on. Don't try and pull an insurance scam out of this. It's just a smart car.
I'm not trying to. It's the only car that I have damage on is my Bentley.
No, my smart car suffered more damage than your car, so I think I should get your insurance information.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
You know, why don't you come by and we'll exchange information?
Oh, that sounds like a threat.
No, that's not a threat at all.
Oh, that's a very thinly veiled threat.
No, we're currently having an estate sale. There's no threat.
Come by, an estate we'll sale. What's that code for? Like, you're going to kill me with a shotgun?
No.
I know how people like you are.
Do you? Okay, yeah. Roy, well, I'll tell you what. I'll just get in touch with the police, and we'll take it from there.
Good. I'm going to tell them that you threatened my life.
Well, you tell them what you want.
I will. You just watch me. Jeez. I'm trying to work things out, and he threatens me. I was scrolling through the idea list. And some guy named Rod Dickinson said to say that it was my girlfriend's car, and I took a shit in the trunk. I forgot to do the shit in the trunk. And I accidentally scratched the bumper with my shoes as I was getting out, as I was squatting on it. Maybe I should do that one. What can I say in the next one? I'm going to look at my list. Tell them that I'm a ham radio operator, and I was using their car's chassis, is that how you say that? As an antenna, so I could talk to China. I may have fried their car's electronics in the process. That's a good one.
Hey, Roy. This is Sam. I saw you put a note on my car. Some damage there, apparently, that you've dinged it up a little bit. If you can give me a call back, I appreciate you leaving a note, but if you can give me a call back, 701, I appreciate it, and we'll just talk and see what happened. It was a new car that I just got, and it'd be great if we can figure it out. Thank you.
So I can either do the ham radio thing, or I can say I'm cleaning their tailpipe out with a snake, which is being suggested in the chat room. It's a tough choice. I don't know.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Roy!
Hello?
Hello, Sam?
Yes, this is Sam.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah, I just saw that. Was it yesterday? I was out in the parking lot, of course.
Yeah, 14 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yep, that was me. Yep.
Yeah, well, thank you for leaving the notes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. So I was just wondering kind of if you have some insurance information or anything that we can do to get that taken care of.
Well, did I mess up the electronic system when I did that?
No. I assume the damage was outside the car.
Oh no! See, I'm a ham radio operator, and I was using the body of the car, like the bottom part of it, as an antenna, so I could talk to China on my ham radio from my car. Because some vandal bent my antenna 90 degrees,
oh,
so it only
really?
Picks up Russia now.
So you were in my car?
No, I wasn't in it. I attached. I kind of used your car as a ground wire for my antenna, and I was broadcasting on my ham radio from my car. I have a mobile ham radio system, and your car alarm started going off, and there was like sizzling and smoke coming out from underneath the hood every time I would key the mic down.
Whoa, hey, what did you say your name was?
Roy.
Roy?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, I'm a little confused as to why you thought that you could just help yourself to my vehicle.
Well, I was just using the outside of it. I attached some heavy-duty wire to the bottom and then another one to the car handle because that makes the circuit complete. And I was broadcasting at about 750 watts on my ham radio out of my car, and I guess that was too much for your car. So, like, I saw is like the sizzling noise, and every time
a sizzling noise from my car?
Yeah, every time.
Where is this coming from?
Well, every time I keyed down the mic, it would make the sizzling noise, and I like, at one point, I saw smoke coming out from underneath the hood.
What?
Kind of by the windshield wipers.
You saw smoke coming out from the hood?
That's what I said.
Are you being serious with me, Roy?
Completely serious, yeah. It's just some vandal broke the antenna. I don't know if you noticed my car parked next to yours. I have one of those cars with all the big antennas all over the top.
I did. No. You must have pulled up after I went to the store,
because
I don't remember seeing you there.
Yep. Anyway, I got pissed because your car made such a shitty antenna, and I got out and started kicking the door.
Hey, you have no right to talk to me like that. When you help yourself to my car, and then you have the nerve to swear at me?
No, I'm not swearing at you. I'm just saying your car makes a shitty antenna.
Listen, Roy, what's your address?
My address? I'm not giving you my address. That's weird. Why do you want to come over?
Well, I think we need to get together and settle this man to man.
Oh, so you want to fight? Is that it?
No, I don't want to fight at all.
So now you're
making. I don't want to fight at all.
I'm trying to do the right thing, and now you're threatening me and you want to fight and stuff.
Listen, what specific damage was done to my vehicle?
I don't even kick that hard, so I don't think any. I mean, you didn't notice any problems with like the electrical system being all fried or anything?
Okay, I'm gonna have to go out and check.
Could you use the radio and did all the?
I mean, the radio. I mean, I know the radio wasn't working the way it should.
Oh, really? What was it doing?
Well, it was just kind of staticky and...
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't seem quite right. So,
you're probably running low on...
I don't know. I mean, if you could do something... What's that?
You're probably running low on radio fluid. Like, next time you get an oil change, you should have them top that off.
Yeah, I might have to do that. Radio fluid, yeah.
Yep.
I know when I was at the... to get my car fixed... pretty sure they added radio fluid, but listen, since you were obviously somewhat responsible in leaving a note,
mm-hmm.
I think, having said that, I think it would be fair that you replace my radio in my car.
Okay.
And so...
You're a listener, aren't you?
There's a way that... What's that?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. But then why were you threatening me? Why did you say you want to come over? You want me to come over and fight?
No, I didn't say anything about fighting, Roy.
Well, you said man to man, very threatening like.
Man to man in the sense of talking.
Well, we can talk on the phone.
I'm not that way to fight. Huh?
We can talk on the phone.
Well, for two reasons. I think, you know, it'd be nice and, you know, responsible of you to actually show me exactly what you did. But then also...
Well, I kicked the driver's side door because your car made a shitty antenna.
What's that?
Your car made a really shitty antenna, so I was kicking the door.
Hey, you know what? Is your car all that, you know? You have the most amazing car. Obviously, you don't.
No. My car is a shitty... my car is a Pinto, like from the 80s.
Okay, yeah, clearly your car is... not as good as mine.
I know. Pinto, huh? I wouldn't use a Pinto as an antenna. That'd be stupid.
Okay. Hey, don't call me stupid.
Okay.
I don't appreciate that.
How long have you been listening to the Snowplow Show?
What's that?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Anyway.
Sounds like you're reading from a script.
It'd be great if you... What's that?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Listen, I think I need to get together with you.
Anyway, you're a fucking retard and I hate you. He hung up. Maybe he wasn't a listener. I don't know. The whole thing sounded fake to me. Like the entire thing. He sounded just completely fake.
Hello?
Oh, you hung up on me because you know your car is a shitty car that can't even work as a good antenna.
I am not getting anywhere with you. You leave a note on my car, and then you've been nothing but causing me problems ever since you called me.
Well, I was trying to give you my
car names.
I was trying to give you my insurance information, and then you said you want to come to my house and fight me.
Well, give me your insurance information then.
No, because now you're saying you're going to figure out my address for my insurance information and come over and fight me.
Okay,
I don't want to fight.
Forget about the address. Just
what'd you ask for the address for?
Car. Well, it seemed like you were going to be, you know, reasonable and allow us to get together and discuss this.
I am. I'll give you my insurance.
You're not wanting to.
I'll give you my insurance for your dumb homo. I'll give you my insurance for your dumb homo car.
My dumb homo car, huh?
Yeah. Do you want to have your dumb homo car fixed?
Listen, Roy. I need to get my radio fixed.
What's wrong with
any other damage that? Well, you tell me.
I don't know. I thought it was your entire electrical system because the smoke was coming out from underneath the hood. And is making this sizzling sound every time I...
I did notice a little bit of smoke.
Since I drive a Pinto, I'm not used to all these modern electronic systems, so I guess modern cars can't handle 750 watts of power transmitting to China.
Okay. Could I get your insurance information, please?
No, because you threatened to fight me, so fuck you.
No, I'm not wanting to fight.
Well, that's not what you said
earlier.
You're
the one who kept bringing up the word. Huh?
That's not what you said earlier. Before, you said you were going to kick my ass.
No, I have no intention of doing that.
That's a direct quote. No, I recorded the call, so I remember. I have it on tape.
Okay. Well, I have no reason to fight you, but I was simply suggesting that it would be beneficial for both you and I if we both got together and you explained to me exactly what happened. And show me.
If I see your car again, I'm going to hook up my antenna to it again and run 1,500 watts through it.
Well, I can guarantee you this. The cops will be called on you if you do that.
No, I'll do it really fast. They won't have time to get there.
Hey, who is this?
Roy.
Give me your insurance information, please.
I refuse. Actually, I'm just prank calling you. This isn't real. I didn't do any of this stuff. I've never even seen your car. Aw, okay. I guess it wasn't fake. I guess. I don't know. Someone was saying they left a bunch of Nebraska ones, and they were asking me to confirm that I received a bunch of Nebraska ones. Maybe that one was a Nebraska one, even though it was Minnesota. Ideas were stolen from Heisenberg, or maybe it was Euro, whatever, about the radio fluid. But the ham radio idea was from Rod Dickinson. Thanks, Rod Dickinson. Deleting that one. I have a giant list of ideas here from people in the comments.
Roy, my name is Dave. You left a note on my mailbox that you dinged my car, but I think you might have the wrong mailbox. Appreciate your honesty, but all of our cars look like they're okay. So I'm calling you from my work, but you can call me back at 248. If I can't answer, just give me a description of the car that you think you dinged, and maybe it's one of my neighbors, and I'll place your note on their mailbox.
Why would you guys leave a car ding note on a mailbox? So dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Damn Michigan listener person.
Hello, this is Dave.
Oh, hey, Dave, it's Roy. I left that note on your mailbox.
Yes.
Yeah, I work for Royco Telemarketing.
Uh-huh.
And they pay me money for every phone number I can get with a name to go along with it. Because
okay.
They're going to start telemarketing your phone number now. So I'm, by law, I'm required to let you know.
So this was a ploy to get me to call?
Yeah, I just wanted phone numbers and names.
Oh, okay.
Phone numbers and first names.
I mean, I appreciate you calling me back, but I'm calling from my work, and I'd rather not be called, so can I be put on a do not call list?
Oh, no, that's not my department. Nope, you're going to start getting telemarketing calls all the time at this number.
Okay. Who do you work for?
Royco Telemarketing, but they sell their lists to a lot of other telemarketing companies. So you're going to get lots of political calls, lots of telemarketing calls for the rest of this year, at least.
Okay. Well, thanks for the warning. Did you do that with everybody's mailbox in the neighborhood?
Oh, no, just yours.
Okay.
Nope.
And what made you choose mine?
I don't know, just random, but I get $5 now. Because you called me and left your phone number and your name.
Okay.
So that's like consent to sell your information.
Well, it sounds awfully deceptive to me.
Well, yeah, but we're telemarketers, so duh.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks.
But, you know, like the telemarketers, they have good bargains and stuff, so you should really listen to them and maybe buy something when they call. Now I should call back and try and telemarket him. Here, I'm gonna call from a New York number.
Your call is being answered by Audix.
Oh, come on. I really want to telemarket this guy.
Your call is being answered by...
Well, darn it. I really wanted to do some telemarketing today.
Yeah, you left a message. Did you hit my car? My 248...
That was it. I left a message that I hit his car. Okay.
Steve Farage.
Oh, hey, Steve. I left a note on your car.
Yes.
About
where did you hit me? I didn't see it.
Well, I was taking the battery out of your car because I needed a jump. And
what?
When I pulled the battery out of your car, I dropped it and it kind of hit the bumper and it scratched the front of the bumper.
You were taking the battery out of my car. What were you taking the battery out of my car? What do you mean?
I needed a jump, and I didn't have jumper cables, so I just took your battery and I set it on top of my battery where the terminals touched. Cause I didn't.
How did you do that?
You know, they were the same size, so that I just put your battery on top of my battery upside down.
How'd you get into my car?
You know, you can reach in there under the hood and you kind of pull the cable as if you're hitting
you
the button.
Fucking you went in, without my permission, you went into my car?
Yeah, I just needed a jump. I put it back and I tightened up your cables and everything.
How did you, you can't open my hood from the outside, can
you? Yeah, you know, you get under the car, there's a cable and you can just kind of pull on the
so
cable.
Then you fucked my car up? You went and you opened my hood without asking me?
Well, it was an accident.
That's not cool, dude.
It was an accident.
Dude, I'm more pissed that you fucking got in my car without... my property, you went into my hood without asking me?
Well, I needed a jump. I was stuck.
Dude, I you know what I'm saying, but you get cables. You don't, you don't go into somebody's car without their permission.
Okay, I just I didn't have jumper cables, so I had to do something.
I don't call the fucking the tow truck, man.
Well, I don't have money for a tow truck.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Okay,
seriously,
well, you don't have to be an asshole about it.
Fucking,
You don't have to be an asshole about it. I'm just letting you know.
You don't have to, dude. I catch you fucking going in my car. I'd beat your ass, dude.
Yeah, well, you didn't catch me, did you? And I left a note.
Fuck
I did the
you,
right thing.
You mother, hey.
What? What?
I will find you with this car.
No,
with,
you
with your phone number, dude.
Oh, you won't find shit, motherfucker.
Hey, fuck you, dude. Because I will come find out. Beat your fucking ass, dude.
I'd like to see you find me.
Not even cool, dude.
I hope you find me. We'll see what happens, won't we?
Yeah. What kind of car do I got then, dude?
Oh, now you don't know what kind of car you got?
Dude, just shut the fuck up. Because you know what?
What?
Fucking faggot.
Oh, you're a fucking faggot. Finally, someone got pissed today. I didn't think anyone was going to get pissed.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I work over at the AutoZone, and we sell batteries. I noticed yours is kind of low, and it has a dent in it. From
what AutoZone you work at, dude?
From where it hit your bumper, it's got a dent in it, so you might want to...
I will find out. Well, are you going to pay for my bumper?
Well, we've got new batteries for $79.99. Plus, you get a $10 deposit refund on your old battery, even though it's damaged. So, if you'd like to come in, you know, we'll get you set up with the new battery.
Tell me where at.
$80.
What AutoZone?
It's the one nearby.
Where's that at?
Just come in and ask for Roy, motherfucker.
So, what are you saying? You took my battery out?
But I put it back in. It's just damaged now.
You know, I'm going to go to the city because they got that on tape. They got all that shit on tape. I know everybody works at the cop shop.
They're not going to have me on tape taking your battery out.
Yeah, they are. They got that whole area on tape.
Oh,
dude.
Bullshit. No, they don't have shit.
Fuck if they don't.
I don't think they do. They probably don't even run those cameras. It's probably pointless to even try that.
Just quit calling me, dude, because you're worthless. You're a worthless piece of shit, so quit calling.
Well, I was trying to give you my insurance information, but you're being a dick. Okay. I hope he goes to the city and watches hours and hours of footage waiting for something to happen to his car. And it never happens. So that idea was from Rod Dickinson, who left a comment on the website, or maybe the YouTube. I don't know. I like that one. I should try that one again. That was another Michigan one, so who's ever doing all these Michigan ones, thank you very much. Yesterday is just like nothing but Michigan. So, I guess we're done with Michigan, and we're going to move on to Seattle. Tons from the Washington area.
I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't bump and fries and hot fat, it really hurt bad and so do skin grab. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun.
Hi, Roy. My name is Shayna, and I got a note on my car that says you accidentally dinged my car, and so I was just calling you. I appreciate the note. If I didn't see any terrible damage, so, you know, if you'd like to call me back, you can. My phone number is 360. Thank you.
All right, let's call Shayna. I don't know, though. She sounds pretty fake. No, just kidding. Girls don't know how to fake things.
Hello?
Hey, Shayna, this is Roy. I left a note in your car.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. When did you ding my car?
We were trying to not break in. My wife left her earrings in the back seat, and we were trying to get back in to get those out, because we locked the door as we left.
Of my car?
Yeah, we were in the back seat. And you know, just hanging out, making out and stuff. But then one of her earrings was missing, so we saw it in your back seat. So we, you know, we opened up the car door.
And, I think you have got the wrong car.
Oh, no, it was definitely yours. It's just when we opened up the car door, we used one of those Slim Jim tools, you know, and it kind of, we messed up and kind of scraped part of the door, the back door.
Of my car or your car?
Your car. I wouldn't leave a note on your car if I damaged my own car.
Okay, I must be confused. Where were you when this happened?
We were just outside your car.
And you were inside my car?
Yeah, we were hanging out in the back. We were hotboxing.
Okay, I don't know if you find this funny, but I don't. I think this is absolutely ridiculous. I've got no idea what you're talking about.
No, I'm embarrassed that this happened. I'm really embarrassed. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying we had to go back in and get her earrings. They're expensive earrings. You know?
I think that you've definitely got the wrong person in the wrong car. Because unless you were, what were you doing outside of my house?
We were, it's just a thing we do to keep our marriage fresh. We just get into random people's cars. And we smoke marijuana together in the back seat with the windows up. And
okay. Well, I'm going to report this to the police. Thank you so much.
Why would you do that?
Because there's no reason why you need to be in the back of my car, and I think that you're just trying to pull some sort of prank, because there's no way you were in my car because it was locked. That means you had to break into it to begin with to get in there.
Well, if you think it's a prank, why would you involve the police?
Because it's not funny. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, you're going to call the police because you don't have a sense of humor?
Exactly. You don't need to be messing with me or messing with anything that has to do with my car.
I'm just returning your call. You called me,
why
so I'm calling you back.
Why were you inside of my car?
Because we wanted to hotbox in a car and make out a little bit.
So it's okay for you to hotbox in someone's car who's got a child in there?
There was no child in the car. We would not have hotboxed in your car if there was a child in there.
Then why were you in my car to begin with?
Why would you leave your child in the car when you're not in there?
I'm sorry, but I'm not dealing with this. Thank you.
Why would you leave your kid in the car? That's more illegal than hotboxing. Come on. Damn it, Shayna. All right. Another Washington one.
Yeah, my name is Tom. you left a message on my truck. Sorry I dinged your truck, etc. This number, 68, ask for Tom.
All right, Tom. That's Etz's idea, by the way, the whole left my wife's...
Hello, we are not available now.
...stuff in the car. Thanks, Etza. This guy isn't picking up.
Hey, Roy, this is Kyle calling. You dinged my mother's truck that has my Washington State magnets on it. could you please give me a call? And my number is 360... we would greatly appreciate your phone call. We really can't find any dings on it. But if you could call us and let us know where you possibly dinged our truck, we would greatly appreciate it. All right, thanks. Bye.
So Kyle thinks he's a we. He refers to himself as several people.
Chair Studio, how can I help you?
Of course. Oh, hey, Kyle. This is Roy. I left a note on a car... of yours, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep, that was me.
You left a note on my mother's car?
I don't know. I don't know your mother. It was just
the red truck?
Yeah, I had the magnets on it. Those Washington State magnets.
Yeah. We couldn't find the bump. Where exactly did you hit the truck?
I moved the magnets so they covered the ding.
Okay.
But, yeah, I took...
So you hit it on the door?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then I put the magnet back. This is going to sound weird, but something that I just do with friends, I'll go out and I'll find cars that have magnets on them, and I'll steal the magnets, and then we cut them in, we spray paint them green, and then we cut out the shape of cactuses and put them on our own car. So my car, you may have seen it driving around town. I'm the car that has all the magnetic cactuses all over it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, yeah, I was stealing your magnet, but then as we were pulling away, I accidentally put the car in drive instead of reverse. I bumped into your door, and I didn't want you to see it, so I put the magnet back.
Okay.
And then I felt bad, so I left the note. It's under the drive.
Well, she's going to probably give you a call back now that you've let us know that you're stealing my magnet and I'm the Washington State champion for 2014.
Oh, shit. I had no idea.
That's what that magnet's about, sir.
Oh, okay. I was going to spray paint it green. Like, I don't give a shit about your dumb championship.
How old are you?
I'm 42. I was just going to spray paint it green.
You're 42 and you're stealing magnets?
What, is there an age limit for stealing?
Well, I'm not going to get into it with you, but I'm 33 and I know not to steal things.
Okay, well, you know, we're different people. I'm not a state championship. What are you a championship of?
She's going to have to give you a call back because it's her vehicle.
Okay.
But,
why don't you get your own vehicle? Why do you have to use your mom's?
If the ding's worse than a dent, we're probably going to have to ask your insurance to pay for it.
You know what? When I was 33 years old, I wasn't still driving my mom's car.
I'm not driving her car, buddy. It's her vehicle.
Then why are you calling about it? Why is your magnets on her car?
Because she asked me to.
So you are driving your car?
No. I don't have a license, buddy. I can't drive. And that's none of your business.
Okay, so you're making fun of me for stealing when I'm 42, but you can't even drive when you're 30.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying the fact that we're both grown adults and we shouldn't be doing these things.
Well, maybe you shouldn't make fun of what I do as a grown adult when you know, you're inferior to me.
Well, I'm letting you know, if the ding's worse than what it should be, your insurance is probably going to have to pay for it.
Okay, yeah, that's why I left the note, stupid. You just have to look under the magnet, and you'll see where the ding is.
All right, thank you for calling me back.
I put the magnet there so people wouldn't see it and make fun of it. Aw. I want to know what he was the state championship of.
Hello?
You never told me what you were the state championship of.
If you read the magnet, you would know.
I didn't read it. I grabbed it. I was too busy stealing to pay attention. But what are you the state championship of?
Washington State Horsemen.
Oh, horsemen. Okay. Okay. Well, congratulations on that. That's really cool.
Thank you, and she'll probably be giving you a call.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Say hi to Mom for me. Bye. Horses, okay. That guy is awesome. I love the part of the call where he bragged that he was a state championship. That was the best.
Hi, Roy. My name is Sherry, and you left a note on my truck, so I was calling you back, or calling you, so... You can call me back at 360. Thanks. Bye.
All right, let's give Sherry a call.
Hello?
Hey, Sherry?
Yes?
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hi. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that was me.
Well, where did you hit my car at?
Well, it's not that I hit it. I tried to pick up your car with a forklift.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
What do you mean you tried to pick up my car with a forklift?
My coworker, he bet me that I couldn't do it. So I tried to pick up your car with a forklift, and let's just say he won the bet.
Out here in front of my house?
Yeah, we were delivering some lumber. On the back of the lumber truck, there's a forklift just down the street. And he's like, I bet you can't pick up that truck with a forklift, because I've picked up a car before, one of the smart cars. But your truck was too heavy for the forklift, and it fell.
Okay, so what kind of damage is done to my truck?
I don't know, maybe none. I mean, it was a pretty shitty truck to begin with, like with scratches and stuff on it, so I just
thought... Not my truck.
Well, whatever one I left the note on was... I mean, not shitty, but, you know, there was... There's some scratches and stuff there.
Are you talking about the red truck?
Yeah, that one.
It's not a shitty truck.
Oh, well, that's just my opinion. I think it's a shitty truck.
It just got repainted. Are you kidding me?
Well, kind of a shitty color.
I think we need to talk.
No, we are talking. No, I just...
Well...
Yeah,
so,
I mean...
So, my husband will be home tonight. I think you need to come over and talk to my husband.
Oh, no, I don't want to come over.
Well, what are we supposed to do about this?
I don't know. I could just give you my insurance information. But did you see any damage then? Because since you just painted it?
Well, I'm worried about damage underneath my truck now that you say you tried to lift it with a forklift.
Yeah, I picked it up really high and then it just fell over. And then I used the forklift. I drove it around to the other side and pushed it back into place with the forklift. With one of the prongs, I just pushed on the tire and it skidded over into place. The frame just arches a little, that's all.
Well, that's not right.
What's not right?
What's your last name, Roy?
Zsuzsurbel. It is kind of a shitty color, to be honest.
My red truck?
Well, it's kind of like a shitty red.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're the one that's like trying to argue with me. I'm just saying.
I don't care. Roy, what's your last name?
Zsuzsurbel, still.
Spell it?
Zsherzsurbelle.
And what's the insurance information?
Well, I'm with State Farm.
Okay.
I can't hear you. What was that?
What's your policy?
The number?
Mm-hmm.
It's 3.
Hmm?
3?
Yep. Okay.
Number 3.
That's it?
Yeah. Yep.
What's State Farm's phone number?
Hell if I know.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe you need to come over and give me a copy of your insurance.
Well, maybe you should just look through the yellow pages and find it yourself, the phone number.
State Farm, where at?
In any State Farm you call, anyone in the world, and just tell them policy number 3. Do I sound like a phone book?
Yeah.
Why are you being a smartass?
I'm not being a smartass. You are.
I'm just,
why in the world did you do something like that with somebody else's vehicle?
Because he bet me, and I can't turn down a bet. And to be honest, I kind of feel like you owe me $20 because I lost the bet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now you're being the smartass.
No, really. I had to pay my coworker, Chad. I had to pay him $20 because...
Well, you bet, that's your problem.
I mean, honestly, I feel like I should have won.
Especially when you involve somebody else's personal property.
I got your truck a good 2 feet off the ground before it fell over onto its side.
It fell on its side.
Yeah, but the windows didn't break or anything. It's fine.
I think you're bullshitting me, man. Did it fall into the road or onto the grass?
Onto the grass, and we pulled it back over with a rope. I mean, say what you will about the forklift, but it can pull a truck with rope.
Who are you unloading lumber for?
There's people down the street. They're building a shed.
People down the street.
Huh?
Huh?
They're building a shed in their backyard.
Which house is it?
I can't give you personal customer information. What are you, an identity thief?
They're my neighbors, you know what? They're my neighbors.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can just have all their information.
I just want to know which house you're working at, you unloaded the lumber at.
No, it's none of your business which one of your neighbors is getting a shed. What, are you going to, like, steal from it or something?
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Why do you say that? That's mean.
Okay, I'm done with this phone call.
Why are you done with the phone call? That's right, Mason Jar. She needs to be glad her truck didn't go upside down. That was an idea by Etza. Thanks, Etza. Forklift idea.
Hi, Rory. This is Debbie Gomez again. You left a note on my car that you had
sex?
Dented my car. That you dinged my car. Please give me a call back when you get a chance. My phone number again is 360. And again, my name is Debbie Gomez. Thank you very much. Bye.
And that was 4 hours. That was 4 hours after her first message, which is this one.
Hi, Roy. My name is Debbie Gomez, and you left a note on my car that you dinged my car. Can you please give me a call back at your earliest convenience? My number is 80, and my name is Debbie Gomez. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. What should I say to Debbie Gomez? Okay, Jesus Jones, Jesus, that's what I'm going to say. It's going to happen. Only if she picks up, though.
Hello?
Hey, Debbie, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
What? That was not very funny. That was not a funny joke.
What do you mean a joke? What are you talking about?
I've already been told.
Told by who? Who told you?
Never mind. I don't want to play the game. It wasn't funny.
Are you ready to play the game?
No, I don't want to. Thank you.
Come on, Debbie.
No. You guys have a nice day.
Wait.
That really messed up my day.
How did it mess up your day? Come on.
Because I thought somebody hit my beautiful Firebird, and it made me late for an appointment.
What kind of appointment?
Job.
What?
For a job.
Was it a new job or an old job?
It was an administrative job at the college. Oh. Yeah, it made me late for my appointment, and that set my whole day wrong. So, no, I didn't think it was funny. Some people might, but I think that before people involve other people in games, they should know who the players are.
Well, it's no fun if we do that. It's got to be an unsuspecting person.
Well, I mean, they should know who the players are in the fact that whether or not they'll take a joke like that.
Okay, but, like, don't you appreciate now, today, that your Firebird isn't damaged? Like, your Firebird...
Well, I appreciated it that day.
Well, it could be... Your Firebird could be totaled, but it's not, thanks to me.
No, not thanks to you. But...
Anyway...
It was...
I used your car to take my cat Mittens to the vet.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't feel like playing the game, okay?
I just wanted to use Jesus Jones' idea.
Huh?
Nothing, never mind.
What?
I wanted to say I'm glad that your Firebird is okay, thanks to me.
Well, I'm glad it's okay, too, thanks to the fact that nobody touched it in my driveway.
Yeah, someone could have touched it, but they didn't. Well, I mean, they did leave the note on it, so they sort of touched it.
Yeah, and I know who that was, so...
Oh, who was it?
Well, you guys should know.
Well, I don't know. What are you smoking right now?
Nothing.
Well, sounds like you're smoking... Do you just breathe really heavily?
I'm trying to drink my coffee.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. Well, thanks for having such
a
good...
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't want to play the game. Okay. So you guys find somebody else.
I hope I didn't get you fired.
Well, I didn't get the job.
Oh. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha! Yeah. Anyway, have a nice day, thanks.
That's what you get for being late. Maybe you should learn to manage your time better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, have a nice day. She's gone. That's what I get for not doing it quick enough. For not doing a show yesterday. If I'd done a show yesterday, she wouldn't have known it was a joke. Wow. Lots of Washington ones here. We need to take a break, don't we? Yeah, let's take a break.
What's up, Roy? It's Cluedo. Hey, I've got an untapped resource here for you. If you go to pissedcatconsumerist.com, there's tons of people leaving their phone numbers with complaints about places. Everything from fast food to tire change places, you name it.
Oh, shit.
And these companies are actually responding to these people on there. So I would check it out. pissedcatconsumerist.com. Watch and see. All these people are leaving all kinds of phone numbers and pissed off complaints.
Nice. I will do that. I'll write it down and... get to that soon, after Ding Timber's over, I guess.
Hi, Roy. It's Ryan from Central Ohio again.
Hey, Ryan.
I was the one who put the one about the... that was based off of the phone call about the cakes, the parting note, on my neighbor's car. And I came home this afternoon from school, and guess what? she's one of those people who, you know, feels the need to get the police involved about every little thing. But anyway, she went and she bitched about it on Facebook. So I'll be sending you an email with the Facebook post if I can find it.
I can't wait.
Anyway, I'll keep you updated. Hope everything's going okay. Have a nice day, Roy. Bye.
Hey, Brad. This is PLA Guard 9 back with you for another year of, well, motivation speeches. Just want to say I love Snowplow Show. I love Chrome Show. I love PLA Radio. You know, I just watch the same ones over and over. Or listen to the same ones over and over. I still do your thing. And cactus.
God, your audio is awful. Google Voice couldn't even decode that.
Hey, buddy, this is Joshua Woody here. I figured I'd grace your presence with my super sexy voice.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know I seen you coming out of your house, and I'd appreciate it if you just quit looking at me with your damn snake eyes and giving me that dirty look that you always give me. I know you want to fuck me, though. I'm okay with that. But I just want you to know I like it gentle. You have a great day, buddy. Love you.
Okay, sorry. I'll try to keep my head down when I leave my house.
Hey, Brad. This is Sully. My girlfriend Lynn's a big fan. She told me to call up here and say what's up. I don't think you're really...
You do everything she says.
...funny, so she kind of put me up to this here. So, that's where I'm at. Have a good day.
All right, way to be a man.
Cactus.
Hi, Brad. I'm calling from Fort Columbus International Airport on a payphone right now.
Holy crap.
Yeah, this is Ryan, who left the one note. That's on the Facebook. I got really nervous, and I decided, well, you know what, since my neighbor called the police, you know, it's probably best if I skip town. So I
Good
used
idea.
The brilliant methods in the PLA book, and that's what I'm doing right now. So, you know, I hope you enjoy your calls. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoy your new life on the run. It's going to be really exciting. Congratulations. On that.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
When people call you, or I'm sorry, when you call people and say, oh, I have your photos and I want to upload them to Facebook, don't say, like, you just want them for your personal use. Say that, like, you want to upload them to your Facebook, but you just want to give them credit for the photo, you know? So it doesn't sound as creepy, but then just make it totally fucking creepy. But you could always say you're just trying to give them credit for the photo, you know?
Oh. Thanks, Gloria.
What the hell, Brad? I'm sick of your pranks. They're really boring and annoying. Talk more about eating people. Why can't I eat people? Or invest in some cyber kitty litter? I love you. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Great voicemails today, you guys.
Brad, tell Andy Anderson to go suck a dick.
I wish I could. I should get his number. I could pretend to be that other guy that I talked to. Say some crazy things to him.
Hey, Roy, Zerzer Bell. I just wanted to say something to all the listeners out there on the internet box machine to stop leaving prank requests on the goddamn voicemail. Cactus.
Yeah, stupids. Quit doing that. God.
Hello, Arby. I have a friend that works for Facebook. They realized that phone scam shit has allowed.
All right. Your connection is horrible.
And blame you, so I just wanted to make
sure. All right, I'm getting blamed for something that I can't hear.
Hello, Brad. It's Jonathan. I haven't called in over a year now, so I feel obligated to do so. I'm enjoying being Timber, although by the time you play this voicemail, Merry Christmas.
That's not true anymore.
Cactus. Texas. Cactus. Okay, bye.
It actually translated those perfectly. It says in the translation, Cactus, Texas, Cactus. So, good job, Google Voice, I guess.
Hey, Brad, it's Lux. I just wanted to let you know how completely insane your rejection of me live on the air has made me. I spent half the day yesterday booping my number and calling my girlfriend from the phone number that I bought for her.
Yeah, you have a girlfriend.
And I'm probably driving her crazy, too, and it's all because of you.
Uh-huh. Good.
You hurt me, Brad. Hurt me so much.
Yeah, I'm really sorry I don't want your horrible audio quality connection as my co-host. I'm such a dick for not wanting that.
Brad?
Yeah?
I think it's fucking stupid because I left the voicemail a couple weeks ago whenever you had that show that you said you're going to play all the voicemails and it wasn't played. I guess you don't like Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump doesn't like you, and hopefully he kicks you out of the country.
Good.
I'll also be listening to you in
I hope
Mexico
he does.
City.
I probably didn't play it because it sounds like crap, your connection or whatever that is.
Whatever the fuck that is, I don't know. Fuck Mexicans, you know?
That's right.
So,
all of them.
For Donald Trump, 2016, and then...
All right, that's enough of that.
Hey, Roy, it's Luck Light. Love the show. I just started watching maybe a few days ago. Hey, I got an idea for your ding calls. How about you try next time you get a, do one of those calls, you say that you had a note on your car and you got their name and their number.
Ba-dum.
How confusing would that be? Well, that'd be kind of cool. Anyway, cactus, cactus.
I'll try that, maybe, if I can remember, which I probably won't, but maybe I will. That's enough voicemails for today, so we're going to get back to the live show, which there is only, I don't know, like 15 minutes left in the live show part, so you just listen to a bunch of voicemails for nothing, because there's only 15 minutes. Suckers. But there is one good call, at least, in this last part. I mean, one that I enjoyed anyway. So here it is, the rest of the live show from earlier today, sponsored by Miguel. Okay, I'm back. I'm not going to be doing this much longer. It's been 2 hours and 10 minutes already. Fuck this shit. But I don't know. I can finish up this page. There's another 8 numbers, maybe. Wait, no, this one's a hang-up, right? Damn Colorado people.
Roy, hi. You left a message on my car this morning. I'm,
Wow, could this guy sound any whinier?
On 11th Street. I'm just heading back in that area with somebody else from a meeting. But my friend took the note and just left me the message, which I just got. I'll try to give you a call back possibly tomorrow. But she said it was kind of sprinkling and she really couldn't see anything. So I'll see what they try to take a look at tomorrow and give you a holler. But I do appreciate you leaving the note. I'll try to get back to you tomorrow. Thanks again and talk to you. Bye-bye now.
All right, that's a Washington one. Let's give that one a call.
Mike Dayton speaking.
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah.
Yup. Sorry about that. Sorry about the ding.
Well, it's kind of odd because I didn't find any ding and neither did the people live across the street from me, so.
Yeah, well, I dinged your car first and then I backed up and dinged into their car.
Well, I didn't see anything, so...
okay, I'll come clean with you. I'll come... Hey, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Hey, no, shut up. I'll come clean with you. I work for a telemarketing company, and I was just... they pay me to get phone numbers and names. So,
well, I'm telling you, all I'm telling you, we pass it on to the police. Both the people, I myself, the people across the street, both turned it on to the police department.
Yeah, they both... But no, listen, you got to hear my joke. Damn it. All right.
Hi, Roy. My name is Ron. My number is 360. It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Call me back if you would, please. You left your number, name and number on my truck saying that you dinged my truck. All right. Looking forward to your call. Thanks. Bye. Commercial.
Hey, is this Ron?
Yes, it is.
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Are you? Was it? Where did you hit it? Did you just tap it? Where did you tell me where you tapped it at?
Well, I scraped your windshield wipers across the side of the car accidentally. Yeah, like because it was raining and my windshield wipers weren't working, so I was swapping my windshield wipers for your windshield wipers. We have like the same type of car. The same type of wipers.
Okay.
So, as I was pulling those off, it kind of scratched the hood.
Oh, it scratched the hood?
The windshield wiper did.
Okay, let me go out and look.
Yeah, okay. So your wipers probably don't work that well anymore.
I haven't driven it to find out.
Okay.
I haven't used it.
Oh. Well, if you're driving in the rain, prepare for that.
The driver's side Well, wiper or the passenger side?
I took
about?
Them both. I took both of them because I really needed to be able to see. And my wife wanted to see out of her side, too. So we swapped
well,
them.
Well, the wiper blades are, there's both of them here.
I know. I gave you my old wiper blades.
Oh, okay.
My old ones. You notice they're kind of worn out?
So you said you scratched the paint?
Yeah, the wiper blades, I dropped it on the hood, and it just kind of rolled off the end of the hood. And but I don't know. It's not that bad, really, though.
Was that on the passenger side here?
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
I'm glad you're okay with that, though, with me borrowing your wiper blades. Usually people get mad about that.
Well, as long as you get me a new set.
Oh, no, fuck that shit. I don't even know where you live.
Yeah.
I don't have money to buy wipers. That's the reason I swapped them.
So you're going to leave me with your wiper blades, huh?
Yeah, they're good enough. I mean, they do the job, more or less.
Right.
They do. You said you didn't even notice.
I haven't driven the truck.
Oh, okay. It'll probably be fine. It doesn't rain up here that much. You'll be fine.
I'll have to check it and see. So where'd you say the scratch is?
On the hood.
On which side? Passenger or driver?
On the driver's side. I dropped it. I was kind of drunk when I was removing them.
How nice of you to come over and just attack my truck.
Well, I didn't attack it. I was just swapping the wipers.
Well, you can swap them back then.
Well, no, because these ones work a lot better. Mine were really worn out.
Get a set for this truck and come out here and put them on.
I got you a set for that truck. I gave you mine. But if so there's no damage on the hood?
I'm not seeing anything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm sorry to bother you then.
You swapped out windshield wiper blades when you said you were drunk.
Yeah, because we couldn't see. We were trying to go to the coast. But it was raining that day. It was sprinkling.
So are you from this area or what?
I'm from up near Lake Hills. Kind of north. North Lake Hills.
Well, if I have any problems or anything, I'll be in touch.
Okay. Well, there's no problems. You said there's no scratch, so it's fine.
Well, I mean, like I said, if I have any problems, I'll be in touch.
Problems with what?
With my windshield wipers or anything, because like I say, I've got your card thing, and maybe the police would like to be
involved. Well, the wipers are fine. They're good enough for that shitty old truck. I drive a nice car, though.
That shitty old truck, huh?
Yeah, but I drive a nice car, so I should have nice wipers.
And I shouldn't have nice wipers?
Well, you have a shitty old truck.
I have a shitty old truck, huh?
It's kind of shitty. I mean, it's a truck.
What is this, a joke?
No, it's not a joke, but I drive an Audi.
Okay, so your Audi windshield wipers just so happen to fit my Ford truck.
Yeah, it's the same thing, same type of hookups on them.
Yeah.
I used a converter.
Yeah. All right, well.
And don't be mad at me because you drive a shitty old truck.
We'll just see what the police have to say.
Because my Audi is better than two of your shitty old trucks put together.
Yeah, okay.
Plus it has good wipers on it now. It's basically a hobo truck.
So who is this?
My name is Roy.
What's your last name?
Why should I tell you?
Why shouldn't you?
I don't know, because you say your truck's fine, so I don't need to give you my insurance.
Well, again, we'll see what the police have to say.
Oh, go ahead and call the police, because I own the police.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a very important person in this area.
Okay.
And they won't do a thing, because I own the police.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
We'll see who's laughing in the end.
Okay.
After you call the police and bother them, I expect you to call me back and apologize. Okay. I made him laugh. That's all that matters, right? That was an idea from Ben, swapping the windshield wipers. Someone else suggested to swap the license plates, which is a great idea. That guy was all over the place. I thought he was going to be pissed. And then he starts laughing. It's too laid back for us.
Hi, this is Michaela. You left a note on my car saying you deemed my car, so if you could call me back, thank you. Bye.
All right.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car a couple days ago.
Yeah. Hi. Yep.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Good.
Yeah.
So, where did you hit the front?
No, I kind of scraped it along the side of a stop sign because I borrowed your car. I had to take my cat Mittens to the vet. It was kind of a cat.
I don't think you have the right person.
No, I just borrowed it really, really fast. I just dropped her off at the vet and I brought it right back. But I was in such a hurry that I was going around a corner and I ran a stop sign and I scraped on the stop sign a little bit, the door part, the passenger side door.
Oh, okay.
The side that Mittens was
the little white, the white mark?
Yeah, that's the one. And it's not even...
Okay.
Yeah, I barely touched it. But yeah, I borrowed your car to take Mittens to the vet.
Okay.
And I brought it right back. I didn't have time to put gas in it. I'm really sorry. It was just kind of an emergency. I hope you understand.
That's okay, but I don't think you borrowed my car.
No, I did. Like, how long were you in there?
In where?
Where I left the note.
And that's my house.
Okay, yeah. I took it for just a little bit. And I took Mittens to the vet.
Okay.
And she made it. She survived. Mittens is fine.
Okay. Well, it's okay.
Okay, great. And on the way home from the vet, I used your car in a demolition derby.
I don't think you used my car.
No, I did. I used it in a demolition derby.
How did you have access to my car?
Well, I used it's a tool. It's called a Slim Jim. It opens up the lock through the window. And then I used a computer thing. It started the car. It's like a little handheld computer thing. It emulates the key and starts the car.
Okay.
But yeah, I just needed to take Mittens to the vet, and it was kind of an emergency.
Okay. So, what insurance do you use?
State Farm. If you'd like, buy you some touch-up paint so we don't have to involve insurance. Or just like a Sharpie marker.
Okay. What time did you say you borrowed my car?
I didn't say at all.
Oh. But what, do you know what time it was?
I don't remember. I was so frantic because I didn't think Mittens was going to make it. So,
Okay.
But she's in the vet and she's doing well. They think she's going to make it.
Okay.
Do you think you and I could say a prayer for Mittens?
No, that's okay.
What? No, are you a Satanist? Come on, just say a little prayer. I'll start.
I don't want to.
If you just bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Lord, please watch over Mittens as she's having surgery at the vet's. Please, you know, just watch over her and make everything go okay. And please don't let this weird girl that's being all accusing at me, don't let her sue me or call my insurance. Blessed be thy name, amen. Okay, now your turn.
No, thanks. I'm not going to pray with you about your cat.
Why not? Are you a Satanist?
I'm not going to, like, tell your insurance, but you can either give me some money so I can fix it, or you can pay to get it fixed.
I'll just leave a Sharpie under the windshield wiper. That's approximately...
No, a Sharpie's not going to fix it.
Okay, well, I'll get some touch-up paint and leave it under the windshield wiper. I'll just guess the color.
That's what he said.
I'll probably have to come by and scrape some paint off of the car so I can bring it in and they can color match it.
I'll have to call you back and we'll talk about it.
What for? Why can't we talk now?
Because I need to think about it.
Think about what?
Think about what I want to do.
Okay.
Pretty much, you stole my car.
Well, I just borrowed it. I didn't steal it. I borrowed it.
But I don't know you.
I brought it right back.
And that's not borrowing a car, because if I knew you and I said you could borrow my car, that's borrowing a car.
Well, you're
but using somebody else's car and stealing it, I can call the cops on you.
No, because I brought it back. I didn't do anything, and I'll bring
it
you...
It doesn't matter.
I'll bring you like $5 for gas. I'll leave $5 under the windshield wiper, too.
Where do you even live? Do you live by me?
Yeah, I live like...
Or where my car was?
3 blocks away.
Well, why would you use somebody else's car?
Because mine's been broken for like 3 months now. I don't even have a car. And then I was taking Mittens for a walk. And, you know, just stuff happened and I was by your house. And you're not even a Christian. You won't even pray with me.
I am a Christian, but I'm not going to pray.
Then why won't you pray?
You over you stealing my car.
You know, like, it's not about this car stealing. I didn't even steal it.
What's your last name?
It's about Mittens. And Mitten's doing...
I don't care about you, stupid cat.
You don't care about cats? That's
I care about cats, but not about people who... If you're a Christian, then you don't steal other people's cars.
Okay.
And use them and say you borrowed it when you didn't.
If you have a problem with me, you shouldn't take it out on my cat. I mean, my cat might die because you didn't pray for it.
I hope the cat does die. What's your last name?
I'm not telling you now. No, I'm not even helping. I'm not giving you my insurance.
Okay, then I'll call the cops on you, and then the cops can take care of it.
Oh, good. I hope you do. You stupid hoe.
Don't call me a hoe.
Well, you're being a hoe. You're a non-Christian.
No, I'm
not.
How would you...
Hey, tell that stupid bitch in the background to shut the fuck up, because we're talking. Oh, good point, Heisenberg. Hoes ask for money, so she's clearly a hoe. You know, I was going to go a little bit longer, but I kind of like the way that call went. And it's always good to end your show on a good call, I think, isn't it? So fuck this. I'm going to leave. I'm going to quit the show. The show's over. I've been doing this for 2 hours and 37 minutes. So that idea that we just did, that was Jesus Jones Jesus. It was his idea from the chat room. So it was appropriate that we prayed, you know, since his name is Jesus. So thank you, Jesus Jones Jesus, for that idea. What a coincidence that we'd happen to call someone who hates cats and is not a Christian. Be sure to be listening to Prank Call Nation tonight, because tonight is the G-Ad show at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. I'm sure he's got something really bizarre planned for us all. And yeah, that's it. Bye, everyone.
Ready to play the game? Let's play the game. I say so. The devil says your time is up when I say so. Play the rules the way the game is played. You take a step, I count your step. Like every fucking time.
Curtis Lee Jones, the top fucking hacker, is scaring the operator, threatening to smack her. He's saying he'll choke my fucking neck too.
Dude, you don't fucking get it.
I wish I was smarter to find the first clue, but I'm just a punk-ass inbreeded fool.
How stupid can you fucking be?
I guess I need to go to my library. I'm hardly a genius like you are on phones. I don't have a central computer in my home. Tapping my lines and tracing my calls. Jesus, Curtis, you're like a fucking god. How do you get those impression footprints?
You made me a fucking god, bitch.
Crap, what are you gonna do to me, Kurt?
Dude, you should've did your homework.
Let's play the game like the devil says. It's not time to speak until I say.
will take your life away. Each step is countered by a step of mine. Just like every time, every fucking time.
You don't understand. I control you, bitch boy. You don't get that, do ya? I'm gonna be fucking laughing as I'm fucking ramming my cock right up your fucking ass, motherfucker. You inbreeded fucking motherfucker. You are fucking stupid. Dude, you don't even have a fucking clue how dumb you are, do you? See, motherfucker, there's three ways you should go about doing things. One, you're not smart enough to even come up with the first fucking clue, asswipe.
Let's play the game like the devil says. It's not time to speak until I say it is. Your time is up because the devil says so. You understand that it's the devil's show. Play the rules the way the game is played, or the devil's hands will take your life away. Each step is countered by a step of mine. Just like every time, every fucking time.
Wow, Curtis, this whole thing's a mess.
I do have a way of getting your address.
I didn't mean to piss off a hacker this much. I just wanted to hear you yell at me a bunch. Now it seems like my whole life is through.
Let me tell you exactly what I'm gonna do.
Can you really find me through the telephone switch?
You best understand who you're fucking with.
Please, Curtis, just let me go free. I'll never call your number again. You'll see. You win this round, Curtis. You're the fucking boss.
Now, motherfucker, you pissed me off.
Actually, I'm kidding. Your threats crack me up. I know you're nothing to be afraid of. Your crazy delusions of your hacker past.
I'm gonna stop a mud hole in your fucking ass.
Let's play the game like the devil says. It's not time to speak until I say it is. Your time is up because the devil says so. You understand that it's the devil's show. Play the rules the way the game is played, or the devil's hands will take your life away. Each step is countered by a step of mine. Just like every time, every fucking time.
Hey, operator. This is some punk-ass bitch. Now, if you can't trace him down and send it to the police station, then shut the fuck up. Get off the fucking phone. I'm out with these stupid fucking jackasses. You ain't nothing but a punk-ass bitch. Well, let me tell you this, punk boy. Wait till that goose in my head on your fucking neck. It's a punk-ass little boy that soon will get his teeth knocked out in jail. You're a fucking lame fuck.
Well, Roy, honey, I'm sorry that I broke up with you.
Oh, fuck you, bitch.